الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه، وبعد. Today we want to invite myself and you to reflect on the third of the questions of the grave, which is Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that his face will be shown, and will be asked the question, what do you say about this man? Now, before we go into the reflection on what does this mean, and tomorrow we'll try to explain that in detail, but the first important thing to understand is people try to create unnecessary controversies about these things. And people who claim that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is hadir nadir, which means that he is present in all places at all times, and he is seeing things in all places at all times. This is an aqidah of shirk, because to be and aware of everything which is happening at all times is one of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And if anyone ascribes a quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to anyone other than Allah, then this is shirk. في أسماء صفات الله تعالى it is shirk and it is open shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is Sami al-Alim. He is the one who hears and who knows. He is the one who is al-Basir. Sami al-Basir, he is the one who hears and who sees. And he is Alimun bi-Zati al-Sudur. He is the one who is aware of what is inside the hearts. And all of these and such qualities of knowing everything at the same time, and knowing everything which is happening everywhere, and being in every place at the same time in a way that suits His Majesty and Grace, this is purely and purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. Anyone who ascribes these sifat and these attributes to anyone other than Allah is committing shirk. So we save ourselves from that first of all. And we do not consider Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be hazir nazir. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never said that he was hazir nazir. He did not say, I will be everywhere. He did not say, I will come into your grave. He did not say, I know everything which is going on. So, those people who make these claims are actually making claims against the sunnah. They are making claims against what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about himself. And we do not fall into that trap. Second point is, even if you want to use logic, I don't know why logic escapes people who make such claims. They claim that if you don't accept Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as hazir nazir in this dunya, you will accept him as hazir nazir in the khabar, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah will ask this question, will ask, be asked, what do you say about this man? Meaning that he will be there. You will actually be seeing him. And their twisted logic is that since many people die at the same time, thousands of people die at the same time, that means Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is present in all those places at the same time. Therefore, he is hazir nazir. But this is what I say. Allah did not tell us to use our brains to grow hair. The brain is supposed to be used. Just look at our television today. If 100,000 people, if a million people switch on the same program at the same time, the same program will be on every single person's television at the same time across the world. That newscaster or television artist or the actor is not sitting in your house. He is in one place in the studio. But he or she is visible in every home, in every part of the world simultaneously, because somebody put on the TV. So what is so difficult if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show the shabahat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to a million people at the same time? I mean, this is like, I don't know, people don't seem to think Allah Haram. What is so difficult? I mean, why must you, therefore, logically, if that is he, that is not logic, that is completely illogic. Why must you say that, therefore, he is everywhere? He is not everywhere. He is wherever Allah has kept him. Number two, to remember always, and those of you who have doubts about this can go and listen to the Aqidah lectures. The Alam al-Barzakh, the world of the barzakh, the world behind the wall, the world after our death, before the day of judgment, is a different world. It's a different world with different rules. To try to understand that world using this world's logic is as illogical as it would be for a fetus in the womb of its mother. If an angel was to come and say to this fetus that you are going to go out into this world where there will be roads and there will be palaces and there will be malls and there will be cinema theatres and there will be aeroplanes and there will be ships and there will be the sea and so on, none of that would make any sense to that fetus because he is in the womb of his mother. What does he know about a sea? So he has to take the word of the angel for whatever it means. So supposing there are twins and they have a conversation between themselves and one, the other one asks him, he says, what did this angel mean by a plane? I don't know what is a plane. He said, plane, we know plane, that's it. What exactly is a plane? We have no idea. But the angel said that you are going to go there shortly and you will see this plane and maybe you will even fly in the plane. So when we go there, we'll fly in the plane, we'll know. The rules of the barzakh are not the rules of this world. Another example I always give is that when the fetus is in the womb of the mother, the fetus, and all of us pass through this, for 7, 8 or 9 months, depending on whatever the pregnancy of your mother was, you were inside a sac which was filled with fluid, with amniotic fluid. You were breathing water. You were living inside water. You were inside a closed sac which was filled with fluid. And for 7, 8 or 9 months, you lived inside water. Yes? After you are born now, if I take your head and put it inside a bucket and dip it in under the surface of a bucket of water, for 7, 8 or 9 minutes, you would be dead. You lived, and if I use the same logic, after all, you lived inside water for 9 months. So why can't you live inside water for 9 minutes? That logic doesn't work because the rules of this world are different. In this world, for 7, 8 or 9 months in that world, the world of the womb of the mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused us to live inside water. When we came out of there, we lost that faculty. We became incapable of living underwater. And when we are in this world, we need air. And if we are put into water, we drop, we die. Similarly, when we go into the qabr, even though we use the terminology of this dunya, because that is the only terminology we know. We don't know any other terminology. So we say there is fire in the grave. We say there is, this azab and that azab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. But this is part of our aqidah, that there is, in the grave is a place of punishment and the grave is a place of reward. So if somebody says there is fire in the grave, so why don't you also put a fire extinguisher? Or you say there is darkness in the grave, so why don't you put an electrical connection? Doesn't work. It's a different world. Even though the terminology we use when we describe that is a terminology, because we understand only that terminology. But to try to directly interpret that would be as illogical as the other example I gave of a fetus in the womb of his mother who is trying to interpret what is going to happen in the dunya. So we have to take the word of Rasulullah in this matter. We have to take the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this matter. And leave it at that. What Allah explained, we know. What Allah did not explain, we don't use our brains to try to understand. Therefore, Rasulullah said, you will be shown me. How will this be done? Will it be a picture? Will it be a movie? Will it be some method which we don't understand? We don't know. We don't care. What is important is, what will you say when this question is asked? So don't get involved in how will we see Rasulullah. We will see Rasulullah. This is haqq. How we will see, he did not explain, Allah did not explain, we don't have to use our brains to unnecessarily take us into paths which can fill, which can put us into shirk. How we don't want to know, we don't care. Because this is part of our aqidah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is on his arsh. What is the meaning of on the arsh? We don't know. We know he is on his arsh, but do we know exactly in what state he is on his arsh? What is the meaning of on? We don't know. Bila kaif, we don't ask how. So similarly in this case, when we understand this, that we will be shown Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to ask how will we be shown is not part of our aqidah. It's not something that we should ask. It is not something that anybody can actually answer us. As for those people who claim that this is proof that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Hazir Nazir, as I gave you. The television is an excellent example to refute and deny that claim of such people. That's a completely ridiculous claim. So leave that aside. Point is, we will be shown Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is absolute fact. Because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it and we believe it. Question is, when we are shown Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we will be asked a question. And that question is, what do you say about this man? I remind myself of you, today let us reflect on this and say, what is the answer? What is the answer? What are we going to say when we are asked this question, what do you say about this man? Tomorrow inshallah we will talk about that. But today let us reflect on this. What is the answer that I will give? وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله.